Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Monday night. Kuf Chav Beis. We'll do Sif Yud Beis, about washing. Everybody's already feeling very dirty and sweaty and hot. Ein Rochna B'tishos Yama Me'elu Afilu B'tzonein. You can't wash Kol Gufo. You have the footnote there. Here is a footnote that it's mutter ponov yoda viraglo. It's mutter aver by aver. Whether you can wash your whole body aver by aver is a shaila, but certainly up to the majority of your body aver aver. You know the real sweaty parts, the parts that make you really really. You're supposed to feel uncomfortable. By the way, that's like a big chiddush to everybody. That's part of the idea. You're supposed to feel uncomfortable. Obviously, you reach a point when it goes past uncomfortable and it becomes dirt. Now, real dirt, you can wash even on Tisha B'Av to get off real dirt. So, it's something that's less than real dirt, but it's not just to feel comfortable. So, that would be mutter also. But people forget that you're supposed to feel uncomfortable. That's like the idea. That's what it means. It's a rechitza, so that you should. Chazal also recognize that when you don't wash, you just don't feel right, and that's why it's also. So, like I got two phone calls from Russell Thomas. Can I break my fast? I'm very hungry. I'm very hungry. Can I break my fast? You're supposed to be hungry. It's a fast day. Achla Rafua, if it's indeed a Rafua, Kogon Yoledes Omu Uberes Shekrova Loledes, Kogon Yoledes Omu Uberes Shekrova Loledes, she's in her ninth month, let's say, Shetovla Lirchots, it's healthy, it strengthens the body, either they held like that or Ataka does, you know, you whether it's warding off infection or whatever, you wash. V'chein adam cholosh, if tzitziva also harofei lirchotz, mutaran lirchotz. I'm sorry to say that this does not include at least three people ask me the same shayla. I'm sorry for laughing. To me, it's funny. I have to exercise every day. I want to exercise every day, but the only exercise I can do is swimming. So I'm not allowed to go swimming. I'm laughing because you're not allowed to go swimming. The fact that you go swimming for exercise is not mashpia. Anyway, so if the doctor told you have to exercise, the doctor told me I have to exercise. So can I listen to music while I exercise? Because I don't listen to music. I won't exercise. I said if the doctor says you have to exercise, so you exercise without music. The doctor didn't say you have to listen to music. Oh, what do you want? Here the doctor said you have to wash. If the doctor says you have to listen to music, then you can ask a shayla. The doctor says I have to listen to music. I get depressed. And it's very dangerous if I get depressed. The doctor says I have to listen to music to keep my spirits up. That's a good shayla. Probably it's mutter, almost certainly. I mean, it depends on the severity of the, if you're going to fall into a clinical depression, there's no question you're allowed to listen to music. If the doctor says that, so that's like the doctor saying you have to wash. So mutter and lichat afilu b'chamin, you can take a warm bath. If it's for health reasons, it's mutter. But health reasons doesn't mean listening to music so that you'll exercise. That's not called health reasons. That's called you're a very weak person. I don't know, I consider it, I think it's hilarious. I had an interesting shayla today, which someone's in a coma. And there is a shita that you could like wake them up with music. There is such a shita, you know, because when someone's on a call, you're supposed to keep talking to them because you don't know, they could mamish be hearing you, and you mechazik them, and you know, you think they're like out cold, oblivious to any stimuli whatsoever, but the truth is you're supposed to keep talking to them. So there's a shita that music could reach them, even if you're talking, won't like press the right buttons, but maybe music will. So someone today called me up to Shaila if they could do it. So I said to him, of course you can. No, Shaila. I mean, yeah, no question, you could do it.
You should not be in the room, the guy done.
You?
No, the guy that's not having the call.
Depends why they're there.
It depends why.
It's not a Shaila. Do you have to walk out of a room when someone's playing music? You don't have to walk out of the room. You're supposed to not listen. The fact that it's hitting your eardrums is not necessarily awesome. Not necessarily awesome, I said. If you listen, it's awesome. If you don't listen, and it's just, you know, it's there. I don't hold you have to walk out of a room to avoid music. Certainly not if it's your house, your room. Maybe if you're in someone else's house, so you can walk out. Because why should you? Maybe inevitably you listen, but if it's going to chase you out of your own house, you don't have to go. Not because it's mutter to listen to music. It's also, you're not supposed to say, okay, the rabbi passed and I'm allowed to stay in my house, so now I'll enjoy the music. You know, you're not supposed to listen to music. Pshat is its background. So, well, if it's taka background noise, background music, I would say it's mutter. I'm defining background that you're not listening to it. It's just there. You're hearing it, but you're not listening to it. On that level, I would say you're not mechuyev to walk out. Maybe you're not allowed to walk in to such a room, but you don't have to walk out. But now I'm talking about the rofe. The rofe said you have to be rofates. So if the rofe says you should listen to music, so I'm sure you could. If something's really dirty, you can wash it even on Tisha B'Av. If it's not that level of dirt, so then it's also Tisha B'Av. But if it's it might be mutter in 9 days. But if it's just to feel comfortable, that's precisely what's also. You're not supposed to feel comfortable. Rosh Chodesh Av, Shchol Yitzchak. Okay, we'll skip Yud Gimel.
What about Kol Shabbos?
That's Kol Gufo, it's also. The only thing that's mutter in 9 days is ponov yoda viragla. It means, you know, parts of his body. You take a washcloth and you wash ponov yoda viragla. Over here, up till half the body. And you can do the other half the other night. You'll switch off in cold. So the poskim are lenient by putting in a little warm to take off the chill of the cold. But once it becomes comfortable, which warm water is comfortable, once it becomes comfortable, it becomes awesome. They allow taking away the chill. In other words, Panav Yad Viraglav is also Mechamen. It's also even parts of your body in water that make you comfortable, because it's Gishmak, it's warm. There's a certain Ta'anug in warm water that you don't have in cold water. But it's freezing, so you they're out there taking off the chill.
And the end result is the same.
Okay, what?
If the end result is the same, let's say a shower, like a cold floor, like honey, you got a grub up, the head here, the arm there. In the end, you can theoretically.
No, I said up till here.
At one day?
I don't know, at one sitting. You want to know how long you have to wait? 18 minutes. Yeah. 18 minutes. I'm not making fun of you, Chas v'Shalom. I'm thinking, you know, is 5 minutes enough? No. Probably not. 10 minutes, maybe. 15 minutes. Okay. I have to meet with someone now.
Okay.
So, do I give you this? What do I do with this? I'll just leave it.